Ladies and gentlemen, those of you joining on the app, we're getting ready to launch the fifth quarter here momentarily. So if you want to get on the line, 865-200-5402. This is getting on my last, this is getting on my last nerve. But what you gonna do, as Hulk Hogan once said. In the meantime, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go. It'll be the smart way. Dalton Behring, fifth quarter, fan reaction. Here it goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations. You're a part of the revolution.
It's the smart way. Dalton Behring, fifth quarter, fan reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
I don't know what to say right now. I've done this for 20 years. This radio thing, 20 plus years. I'm speechless right now. You see a lot of things in life, and I'm just going to give you a quick observation. Our kids deserve to win today. That's all I'm going to say. Our football team deserved to win today. Now, you can draw from that what you want, but you want my general feel on today's game. Our football team, our kids, played hard enough, played well enough, played consistently enough to win today's game. Now, Tennessee comes up short in the game, 35-32. I picked the Vols yesterday to win 35-24. I was feeling pretty good about myself early in that game. So many twists and turns. Worley today, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns. Todd Gurley in the game, 28 carries, 208 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Kroom was Tennessee's top receiver, 4 receptions, 60 yards with a score. The Vols in the game come up just short. And let's just go right to the end of the game as an example of what a frustrating day this was. Some are texting me, why didn't Tennessee with 3 timeouts kick the ball to Georgia? Why didn't Tennessee know what they were going to do on their onside kick there? What was that? I'm going to repeat what I've said a few times on here, and people don't like this, but all I can do is be honest with you, okay? I have a tradition with my son, thanks to Eric Waddell, a guy who used to live in the market, and he'll attest to this, but we have a family tradition. We like to go up and see the Cincinnati Bearcats play a game each year. Well, during the Butch Jones tenure, we started it during the Mark D'Antoni period, and then on to the Butch Jones period, or rather on to the period where Brian Kelly was there and then Butch Jones. Butch Jones's game management at Cincinnati was kind of like this today. Now, I'm not throwing stones at him, but it's spotty at best. His game management is spotty. He's going to recruit like heck here. He really is. He's going to knock it out. Recruiting wise here, he really is. His game management skills leave a lot to be desired. As I remind you, you found, ladies and gentlemen, the smart way, Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, where our number today is 865-200-5402. And today, Tennessee's management of that game was spotty. Now, granted, there were some things that came Tennessee's way that shouldn't have come Tennessee's way. And there were some odd circumstances in the game. And you look at the stretch of the game where Worley gets hurt. They find the magical sleeve for him. They put the magical sleeve on him. And you start looking at what they did and how they managed their way through the game, or muddled their way, I should say, through the game. I tell you what, the young Volunteers are really close. Now, you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that right now. This program is so close. You can taste it. You can feel it. But they still don't do the little things it takes to win games. You cannot fumble the ball in the end zone there. You cannot fumble the ball when you're Peterman and you're in the game there. You cannot have that mishap with Marlon Lane. You can't do that. It's very simple at this level. You will not win games. Now, by the same token, Georgia, the reason we were calling that a winnable game, you saw why. I feel very vindicated today as to, on the air, some of the reasons why, if you go to my website at TonyBasilio.com, some of the reasons why we called that a winnable game, you saw them on display. You saw them on display. Here's the deal. You did not call in or tune in today to hear me run my mouth. I'm going to get to the phone calls without further ado as Tennessee loses today in heartbreaking fashion. And my comment will continue to be today that our kids deserve to win that game. So close. Justin Worley deserved to win that game. Now, did he play a perfect football game? Absolutely not. He missed high in the first series on a slant. He had Pig Howard. He missed him high. And he missed a wheel route to Hurd coming out of the backfield. It's probably 7 points on the second series. What a warrior. Our offensive line, all I got to say when I watch our offensive line play is they make me want to roll my windows down, like the old country song goes. They make me want to premedicate for our quarterbacks, for all mankind. And how you're Mark Richt and you don't give the ball to Todd Gurley 45 times and Chris Lowe jumps on you, well, he'd be hurt. He'd be within five games. He'd be on the sidelines. Chris, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, Chris, I've been watching football as long as you. I know you're an expert. Come on, man. Come on, CeeLo. If you had Todd Gurley today against Tennessee's defense, how many times would he have touched the ball? And they're fooling around with these other backs and these other sets. Are you kidding me? These modern-day coaches love to reinvent the game. They love it. You did not tune in to hear me talk. Let me say portions of today's program presented by our friends at Smartway. I want to encourage you to go smartway.net. Smartway, if you go online to gosmartway.net, you'll see what I'm talking about at 8416 Kingston Pike, right near Bearden High School, right near Wally World, over there off Walker Springs Road. Everything for your home, you're going to pay your way. Home of the pay your way, be smart, buy smart, Smartway plan. And take it from Professor Smarty and check out Smartway. You will be able to choose how you want to pay for whatever it is you purchase. Be it a lease, you will be able to set the terms of the lease, the length of the lease, and then change the terms. It's almost like today's game. You will manage it fluidly. Smartway, check them out. They're online at gosmartway.net. They've got everything you need for your home. I'm going to go to the phones. Get as many folks in here as I possibly can, and I'll start things off with, I believe this is Cockrell. Cockrell, hello.
Yeah, Tony, it's Krakow. Krakow. I want to give a little shout-out to my blog, uncommonfan.com. Now, here's my question for you, Tone. When are we going to stop celebrating moral victories?
Well, I'm not celebrating today, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, it's a great effort by the football team, but I don't think you hear a tone of celebration out of my mouth. I hope I'm not giving off.
We covered the spread. Is that all we care about now?
Our kids deserved to win that game today, didn't they?
What does that matter? What do you mean? What do you mean we deserved? Life's not fair. I mean, that's all you do. It's hey, we deserve. Let's pat us on the back. We're not as back as it's not Dooley anymore. Come on, times are changing.
Well, maybe you know something I don't. Maybe you're going to tell me, and perhaps you are, that we're there as a football team in terms of our personnel.
No, but let's just face facts. We're 0-1. This is like the 10th straight time we started the SEC 0-1.
Correct.
Do you see that changing?
Next year, yeah.
Who do we start with next year?
We're a recruiting class away from being able to beat teams like Georgia. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I have no idea.
I don't either. Anyway, Tony, I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate Dalton and the ball bearings and the hydraulics and all that. And I just want to say God bless you, Tony. You're a great guy.
Sounds like you really feel that way. 865-200-5402. An interesting phone call to start over. There's a gentleman right there who doesn't want to hear moral victories. Look, I know a lot of people feel the same way. Hey, I got the program. I'm sick of it myself. Truth is, in this league, when you don't have the horses, it's tough. And our offensive line is just not to the point. They're just not there. We're going to win consistently games like this. Now, our coaching staff must get better as our talent gets better. It will not be enough just to roll talent out there. And Butch Jones is learning on the job. This is not coaching at Cincinnati. I told you, I didn't think he was a very good game manager or his team. It wasn't, the games weren't managed tremendously well when he was there. I'll just leave it at that. And if you talk to a Cincinnati fan, they'll tell you the same thing. I'm not telling you anything that's out of school here. Justin Worley today in that game is 23 of 35. 264 yards and 3 touchdowns with 0 interceptions. Wow. Wow. What a day. Back to the phones we go. Hudson Mason, on the other hand, is 16 of 25, 147 yards on the day. 1 touchdown against 2 interceptions, and Tennessee could have had 1 or 2 more. It could have been, what a win that could have been today to get that win. Let's go back to the phones and get Brian in here, who's next with us. On your smart way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Brian, hello.
Tell you what, that previous caller there, you showed some great maturity, Tony. I long for the day to hear you tell that guy he was out of here. Listen, if this is what I'm going to have to watch for what people consider a rebuilding year, I'll drink the Kool-Aid, brother. I'm telling you, am I hurt? Yeah. Am I sick? Yes. Am I upset? You better believe it. I think Coach Mike had a decent called game today, Tony. I saw those calls down there, the tight end getting used in the middle of the field all day. Man, we were right there. I think as a fan, we're upset. But you can't sit here and look at this game when we calm down, get our nerves settled some. We took steps again today. Moral victory? Forget moral victory. We grew up. One thing to say about the line, though, man. Brutal.
Yeah,
you got to get some help.
Well,
got to get some help there, bro.
You're almost to the point now, and somebody texted me earlier and said, aren't you almost to the point where you had to start thinking about drafting some guys off your defensive line? Or who else is on your roster that can help you the rest of the way? Or what are some other creative things we can do?
Something.
Somebody on your campus. Go into the cafeteria and scour the place for big bodies, Brian.
I love it. Listen, get fired up again. This team is looking good. I'm telling you, that first call showed your maturity. Or you're just kind of having a laid-back day. That guy deserved to be out of here. Have a good one, bro.
I'm not going to let somebody drag me into whatever game look, if you want to have an agenda that's anti-Tennessee and anti-Butch Jones and anti-this and anti- have at it. Now, I'll say this. They've done a tremendous job recruiting, and his team played hard today. Those kids deserve to win that game. And if I'm a Georgia fan and I'm picked to win that league or win this side of the division, as some people have picked them, and they've sort of fashioned themselves a playoff team, boy, they have a lot of issues. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. As Tennessee loses in heartbreaking fashion today as the Vols come up short against Georgia. Georgia, number 12 in America, wins today 35-32 over the Vols as they hold on. Salt the game out late after an onside kick, and Butch Jones went over and was hot at Tennessee's formation and execution of the onside kick. We'll go back to our phones, 865-200-5402, as we will get our next caller in here, who's Travis. Travis, hello and welcome.
Today by the Vols, I only got one question. What did you think about the read option call with Peterman knowing his fumble problems late in the game there when we turned the ball over inside the 20?
I don't understand that. And Brian Greasy called the call inexcusable, and I think inexcusable is a great way to refer to what we saw. You're putting way too much on Peterman. You could already see, you know, if you back up a couple plays, on that sequence there, they run that triple reverse, not a reverse, not a double reverse, but a triple reverse, which goes for a lot of yards. And then they come back, and they make another positive play, and you've got number one who's in the game, whose feet are solidly on the ground, who to that point's having a solid football game. I mean, not to beat on Marlon Lane there, because it's not Marlon Lane's fault, but I look at our coordinator and I'd say, why are you rotating backs there with a fresh quarterback? Why? And why are you doing that with a guy who hasn't got his feet on the ground yet?
Here's the thing, too, Tony. On the first play of the next drive, we give it to Jalen Hurd on a halfback dive, and he gets six.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, it's just kind of, as we say, bass ackwards, as we say. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute to me.
I'm with you, Tony. I'll leave you with this, and I'll get off here. We will beat Florida next week.
I want the Florida Gators in Neyland Stadium. Can I get a holla? I totally agree with you, 1,000%.
Holla, Tony Booley.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. 865-200-5402. This is your Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. I am Tony Basilio. Tennessee comes up short today with the Georgia Bulldogs. It is hard to believe. Can you turn a fan on? Turn that fan on for me, Govbone. Gov, if you don't mind. And if you would like to get in the hunt and in the mix with us today, the number here, pull it away from the wall there a little bit. Thank you. 865-200-5402. All lines are currently open. If you want to get in with us, we sort of had a little lull there. So an opportunity for you to jump in if you'd like to do that. And we'll get as many folks in as we possibly can here as we look back at Tennessee's loss today to the Georgia Bulldogs in what I will call an extremely courageous fashion. That's what that was. That was a courageous effort by the Vols. Courageous effort by Tennessee. And, you know, the one thing I can tell, and Jones just said a moment ago, the culture has changed here. I can tell you that. That's Butch Jones. The culture has changed. As Arkansas scores a touchdown early in their game, and we'll keep our eyes on that for you. Butch Jones says we need to continue to move forward. The culture has changed. You can believe that. He also said that Justin Worley is fine, said he's proud of his quarterback, said he showed a lot coming back today in that game. And I'll give you some more interesting stuff from Butch Jones as I see it. Butch Jones did start today's press conference with the "It's a Game of Inches" theme. Every individual program today said, he said, thought everybody here thought we were going to win that game. Hey, that's great. Sooner or later, we're going to do it. Sooner or later, we're going to get through. It's going to happen here. Sooner or later. I understand the frustration. Let's go back to the phones on a day where A.J. Johnson and Jalen Reeves-Maben combined for 27 tackles and 4 TFLs. And by the way, A.J. Johnson, though he had some bright moments today, also had some moments today where it was tough sledding out there for him. As we go back to the phones, 865-200-5402. Let's grab Eric, who's up next with us. Eric, welcome to the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm sure like everybody else is frustrated. I mean, the moral victory card just gets old, you know, since that was more of a Dooley thing than this team. Is Nathan Peterman not the worst scholarship quarterback we've ever had in the history of the program?
He scares me to no end. God bless him. But yeah, he just looks so uncomfortable out there, and I don't know whether it's uncomfortable in that offense or uncomfortable just to be uncomfortable, but I don't want to beat on him, but boy, you almost feel sorry for him.
Tony, he has the pocket awareness of an old Asian lady driving down I-40.
Yeah, he really does. There's a level of oblivion to him. It's like some of these ladies I see driving their minivans out on Kingston Pike on a Friday afternoon, fixing their mascara, little bit of lipstick here and there. He almost got himself killed today. I mean, not, let alone getting us beat. There was a couple plays where he almost got himself cut in half just with no recognition of where the blitz was coming from. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty much catty corner from his right eye. I mean, I don't understand how you can't see that out of your peripheral vision, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I pray to God, Worley will always have a special place in my heart after what he did today. But if he goes down again, you know, against like Ole Miss or Alabama, I mean, you got to throw in Dobbs. You have to for the sake that he can at least run the ball. And I don't know. Going forward, we have to beat Florida next week.
I want them. No excuse.
There's no excuse.
I'm ready right now. I mean, I say you could take our team out of the locker room, put Florida on Sanford Stadium like the kids used to, play a doubleheader, Eric, and I'd say we'd walk the dog on them in a doubleheader right now.
Completely agree. And I think even the players, I mean, especially the defense, I think the defense got asked a little bit too much to do today, you know, with too many three and out after Worley got hurt. Or pretty much from the middle of the second quarter to about the end of the third. I think they got asked to do way too much. I think they come out a bit fiery next week. But I appreciate you having me on. I know you got a lot of callers with you.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you. All lines will stay currently jammed. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. I find it tough to stomach today. But I know this. The worm's turning here. Now, and I said earlier, to me, now I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for you. When I look at today's game, I say to you, I say to all listening to me today, it's coming. Now, our coaching staff has to get better when the talent gets better. Today, we had a couple of situations, and let me just point one out here. Today, we had a couple situations where we have to get better. When you get a turnover on the plus side of the field to our OC, we have to go up top with the football. Have to. Or you come with something better on first down than what we saw today. And we had situations today where we had, at points in that game, a couple of turnovers and literally got two first downs out of them. That's just not going to work. And that was with Worley in the game, by the way. Back to the phones we go. As I say, Butch Jones was just a moment ago was talking about Jalen Hurts. After today, he said the guy runs angry. He said, but he can't continue to have the bulk of the carries. Why can't he? Yeah, sure he can. Sure he can, coach. It's what you do with horses. You give them the football. What are these guys? Why can't you give them the bulk of the carries? Sure you can. He said, we're going to rep Daryl Scott this week. He said Marlon Lane was slowed with an ankle injury. I just, I don't know. Why can't you give him the bulk of the count? Back to the phones we go. Josh is up next with us. Josh, hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. First off, I just want to say the zone read absolutely sucks. I hate it. We're never going to have a dominant running game with that offense. And, you know, the reason we lost this game, well, there's two reasons. One was a horrible play calling on first down later in the second quarter and on into the third quarter when we were throwing the ball with the short passes, getting 6 to 8 yards a pass. We just gave up on it in order to run it in that finesse running game that we have. And the second reason has to be Kenny Chesty picked us on game day. And that, as soon as I seen that sellout pick us, I knew it was going to be an aggravating day.
Did you see him today in that frumpy little hat he had on? Why didn't he put some Tennessee stuff on? He's
well,
a Tennessee fan.
Slacking him for me.
Why didn't he put some Tennessee stuff on? He looks like he's about 4'6" now.
He's a joke.
The guy is shrunk.
But I will have to say, I love the direction we're going. Don't take what I say as negative toward anything about the program, because we're going the right direction. I just wish we would. We're not recruiting a Prescott kid or a Tim Tebow or Cam Newton.
I don't understand this offense.
Why are we trying to run this offense?
I don't know. I don't understand it for the life of me. Because it's his offense.
Downhill back.
Because it's their offense. Exactly. If you put him there with a fullback, what's it look like? What does he look like if you give him a head of steam, as Jerry Colquitt was saying after week one here?
Well, he's. I mean, I'm not saying he's girly, but he can. He's that type of back, at least.
Absolutely.
He's not a stop and go back. If we're going to run that offense, we need to recruit 5'8", 5'10" guys who are fast as lightning. We've got a 6'3", 230-pound tailback.
Well, how about but here's the other thing. How about our wide receiver recruiting? How about all these great young wide receivers we have? How about the day Malone had today, just looking more and more comfortable every time he takes the field? You're not going to muff those guys or muffle those guys and their abilities and talents with that offense, are you? I mean, what they're suited. They are suited to go old school, aren't they?
Yeah, to me they are. It's clear. We've always been that style. And that's what we've recruited to. And it's still what we're, the kind of kids we're getting fit that style. But, you know, like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm bashing Coach Jones or all that. Because, man, we're competing. We've not done that in a while. We went on the road to Georgia, and I know we still lost. But those kids fought their asses off.
They deserve to win. They deserve to win, Josh. Damn it. That's what I'm saying today. Our football team, our kids deserved to win that football game. And I feel so sick for them today. I feel sick for that Peterman kid. You know he didn't want to be in there in that spot and perform like that. And it's sad.
Let me ask you another question. Early in the game, you know, Georgia kept playing too deep, you know, zoning underneath, and we was killing them with Wolf. And then later in the game, we went to it. But it's like the second, third quarter, we just quit doing it. Why?
Or they take it away from us. I don't know. I got to go back and watch the film. I mean, I hate to say that to you, but one thing I'm appreciating more and more as time goes on, I want to see what Georgia did. What sorts of adjustments they made that took him out of the game, because obviously they did something. Either that or we didn't call his name because there were other things in the playbook we had to get in.
But one thing to take away from this game, we've got some absolute studs in this freshman class. And if he keeps bringing in classes like this class, like this past class, it's not going to be long. And, you know, we're going to have a breakout game. It's coming. I can feel it. And, I mean, it's clear to everybody. But just stay with this team and don't get down on them. You know, we're getting better. And, you know, I appreciate you letting me call in. Tony, I always listen to you, brother. And, you know, like Big Will says, DA-double-G, this team's got some dog in them. And, you know, I'm excited about the rest of the year. I still think we're going to surprise somebody.
Take care, bud.
Thank you, brother. 865-200-5402. Good talking to you today. Josh, I appreciate the phone call. This is your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, place where we give you a chance to respond in real time, and we watch Butch Jones's reaction as well, and I share that with you today. Some other games we'll keep our eye on today, including this Arkansas A&M game, which is 7-7 midway through the first quarter. It's going to be an old-school classic today. Jones, about his team, said they laid it on the line for Tennessee today. They're learning as they go. I think everybody's learning as they go. It looks to me like our coaching staff, Russell Smith, is learning as they go. At least I hope they're learning as they go. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, that's a, you know, that one hurts, but they're getting closer.
They're getting closer.
Every
that was
time
pain.
Out, man. Yeah.
That was pain today, wasn't it?
You're a 1,700 point underdog. You
That's
go down to the number 12 team in the country in their house, and you take them to the wire, and there's like a million different places you could nitpick and say, ah, if they had just done this, they would have won. And I think, you know, fans are kind of tired of the moral victory.
I like
thing.
It. I like that fans are frustrated.
Yeah.
Fans should be frustrated.
Well,
but here's the thing. We can't have – this can't turn into – well, we better make a bowl game or these coaches suck. I saw John Reed earlier on Twitter.
A bowl game.
John Reed early. Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know that?
Yeah, I do.
They could get chewed up.
No, they're not going to get chewed up.
Look at their offensive line. What do you mean you don't know? We don't know. We don't know. You don't know that.
Six games.
Okay. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Tell you one thing. I'd give it all for next week.
Well, I mean, this is
I'm sick of those bastards.
This is where it stops being.
I'm gonna say it right now.
There's no.
I'm sick of that.
I'm not gonna freak out over today. If they lose next week, I might lose. I mean, they
and it's okay. We can lose it.
A loss next week would be devastating.
I want us to have some expectations, although I really don't have any one loss wise.
Yeah.
But from game to game, I want to be fun to watch in games. Today's game, they were in the game and they were fun to watch.
Yeah.
Now I would like to see us smart coach a little smarter. That's all. But that's okay. It's getting there. It's all work in progress. And it's hard to pick at our offensive coordinator, Dubsy.
Yeah.
When
wait, would you rather have that
when
clown,
you have no offensive
Bobo?
Line.
Would you rather
no.
have Bobo the clown? Did you see that guy over there? I mean,
Chris Lowe was picking up for him today on Twitter.
Did he pound a fifth of vodka during the halftime or something?
Would you ever rotate anybody out of there when you have Gurley when you have Gurley at running back? Are you rotating? Sean Sinclair,
the guy
who I'll bring in now,
look like a genius.
Sean Sinclair, who I bring in now, and then we'll keep the calls coming. Sinclair, give me your short 45-second dissertation because I got callers.
Well, first of all, if you go back and look at the tape evaluation that we did, it was right on the money. We said that Georgia was particularly vulnerable in the middle third down there, over the linebackers' heads. We were successful early there. We went away when every one of our throws was outside the hash, and then we came back to it, and we're successful. I would say this, God bless him, but I would start the processing of Nathan Peterman right now.
You can't say that.
Oh, I just did. And it's not against him. I've seen enough in two games that it's not fair to him. It's not fair to Tennessee for him to play again. We didn't lose this game because of him, but I've seen enough. It's been the same result, regardless if you had a brick wall as his offensive line. He has no concept of what he's doing. As far as deserving to win, when you can't execute two handoffs and they cost you dearly with two different quarterbacks and two different running backs, you don't deserve anything. And then the final thing is Butch Jones completely embarrassed himself on that onside kick by running down to Stripling and yelling at him because – I sat with the headphones on for 2 years in the press box. A head coach has very little input from play to play on what's going on during a game. But where he is absolutely crucial is in timeout situations and in situations like an onside kick. And if the kick did not go where he wanted to, that is 100% on him because he didn't make his intentions known or they weren't fully prepared before the game. That's absolutely embarrassing for a head coach to have that reaction on that play right there.
865-200-5402. We will go back to our busy phones here, get you some notes in here. Jalen Hurd said, we played very hard. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way we wanted. Jalen Hurd is such a nice player, Sean. Oh, me, oh, my. Let's get Bill in here, who's next with us on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello, Bill. Welcome.
Come on, Tony. Really cut punch. This one really hurt. Second year in a row, we've gone up against these guys, and I felt like we should have won.
There's no question. They won with mirrors today.
Just a real gut punch. Just, you know, my visceral reaction is to be very disappointed, just like you are, and it just really hurt because you can see that the talent is there. It just didn't happen. I'm with you. We're probably a year away from being where we can dominate them. I thought we did, in a sense, today, offensively. I thought we did better than they did, but, you know, the good doctor's right. When you can't hand off, you don't, maybe you don't deserve to win. But I wanted to get your thoughts on something. I always thought that backs that are big, that are good, they want to be fed the ball 30 to 35 times a game. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, I think that's right, yeah.
I mean, they're jealous to get that ball. Not jealous of other players. They're just jealous to get that ball and keep it and, you know, be the man, carry the rock, at least today, back in the old days. But there were encouraging signs. That's what's so frustrating when you lose like this. You see some encouraging signs out there. And, you know, this is a little bit different than the Oklahoma game. That game, you know, I felt like Oklahoma was better than us. We did well. I thought our defense did well that game. But this game, it's so frustrating because you felt like you matched them talent for talent. Anyway, that's just my thoughts on the game. I enjoyed it. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it.
Thank you.
About the game as far as defense goes. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Russell, your thoughts on the defense? I thought the defense played really well.
Yeah, and we knew that Gurley was going to bang out a bunch of those 10-yard type runs today. You just knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But you had to prevent the catastrophic, you know, 50, 60-yard run, and they did that for about 3.5 quarters, and then he hit you with it. And
here's an interesting example of where Tennessee is in terms of breaks of the game. Obviously, you created two turnovers in the middle third of the game and only yielded one first down out of your two turnovers. That's not going to work. I mean, we all know that's not going to work.
No.
Nick Chubb fumbles the ball late. Owen Williams has his hands on it and has it ripped away from him by Chubb, who comes back and makes an incredible hustle play. Those are the types of plays when you're going to win games on the road, you've got to get that loose ball there. That's a non-negotiable. You've got to come on. I mean, aside from what Sean said about the two fumbles, fumbling the ball, and then coming back and having the other fumble, I know all that's troubling, the fumble in the end zone, which at the very best there, either you're going to take a safety in that situation, or you're going to punt it out of there, and it's going to end up on your 25-yard line, and they're going to have a short field anyway. So I don't know where I stand on that in terms of it being game-turning.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Getting back to the defense.
Go ahead.
Is Kirk Majette even on the team anymore?
He's hurt. Come on, man.
I mean, is he?
He's not the same guy.
Jalen Reese-Maven played really well.
Yeah. Kelly had some moments.
The secondary was good as a whole, I thought, today.
Oh, the back seven, when they get those reinforcements next year, those young kids in our back seven, wow, this is going to be a really nice defense.
That was a major question mark coming into the season.
Absolutely.
The defense has played well.
I think they've played really well. And I think next week they are poised to have a big game. Although I will say that Robinson and Flowers are a better tandem of wide receivers than anything Georgia throws at you to this point in time. Let's go back to our phones. Sinclair, do you have a thought on that before we go back to the phones?
Well, what happened with the Gurley thing is what I feared is AJ is very good in lateral pursuit. He is not very good taking on blocks and shedding a block. And what you saw on a couple of those long runs by Gurley was he actually tried to avoid the block by overrunning, and Gurley just stepped into the lane that AJ was at the first part. So it's, you know, it never was a Gurley versus AJ matchup. It was an AJ versus their fullback or the guard pulling around. And a couple times he just made the wrong call. Great job by he and Maben, but in those situations, that's not his strength.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us today on your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, as I will get ready to go back to our busy phones, as we do have one line available if you'd like to jump on it at this point in time. Let's go ahead and grab our next caller, who will be Rooster, is up next with us. Rooster, hello.
Bud.
Hey, Rooster, welcome. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, would you agree that this was a redemption game for Kroom?
Oh, absolutely. I think he played very well today. No question.
Very proud of him after what happened in the Oklahoma game. Felt like he bounced back, and I'm sure his confidence level's up now, too.
Yeah, and, you know, we need him. With the injuries at wide receiver, we need him. We're going to need him next week to show again. The one thing I'll say about Kroom, even on the touchdown catch, oh boy, I'd like to see him play bigger. If there's a way to for him to figure out how to play bigger, I still say he reminds me of a big dog that doesn't know he's a big dog, if you know what I mean, Rooster.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Hey, let me ask you this. From an offensive coordinator standpoint, there just seemed like there was a point in the game when, you know, they had the defensive back, it went down. We know their secondary's thin anyways. And I just didn't understand why we didn't go downfield more, try to hit them, you know, down the middle. It just seems like we weren't attacking. Maybe I'm being too critical, but that's just my take on it.
Sean, is he being critical, overly critical in your mind?
Well, I think when we were up 10-0, I think there was a period of time where we did get a little conservative. I think we pointed out before that this is a very balanced offense, and it looks like to be one of their tenets is to be very balanced. I think when you're undermanned somewhat, I think you need to throw that out the window and go to your strength. What was clicking for us was our receivers and the tight ends against their backs and linebackers. Another issue I had, quite frankly, was the at this point in time, you've got to go back and look at what you do well and what you don't do well. What we don't do well is we don't do well on the go routes with Worley. He does not throw it to a receiver. He throws it to an area. And time again, he's overthrowing, underthrowing, et cetera. He's just heaving the ball. Second thing you got to look at that's not working is this, whatever you want to call it. I don't care if you call it a Mary Poppins handoff. I don't care if you call it a junkyard. I don't care. But it's not working. With our offensive line being as weak as they are, you cannot give a defensive line or linebackers, you know, a half to 2 seconds to read the play and to attack the line. Every inch that Jalen Hurd is getting is on his effort and his effort alone.
Hey, here's what I like. And let's go around the room here, Russell. I'll start with you. Tennessee's got a 10-0 lead. Okay? You're faced with a 4th-and-5 with the football at their
Tulane.
With the football at their 45-yard line. No, you have a 4th-and-5. You're faced with a 4th-and-5. Are you punting the ball there, or are you going for it?
Yeah, I'm punting. I don't recall a time where I thought, you know, they should have gone for it. I do think they got conservative. I wish they would have been much more aggressive, like Sean said, attacking the middle of the field between the hashes in the second and third quarter.
Sean, at that point in the game, you're up 10-0. You going there?
I didn't have a problem with the punting. I had a problem with the third down call. I mean, if you remember, the second down was just a heave down to Josh Malone that wasn't even close, and he didn't give a great effort to go for it. And then on third down, you don't do anything productive. I'm not sure what the two plays before that I have a huge problem with. You got Georgia on the rope. You've got an absolute sleeping crowd.
Yep.
The thing's going your way.
Yep.
And you just totally let them get back in it for no reason.
How about to our caller, Rooster? Are you going for that there?
You know, Tony, if I recall correctly, they ended up getting the ball on the 15, so we gained a net of, I think, 25 yards. I would have really had to think hard about going there. And you know what? I was also waiting for Butch to pull out the fake punt card there late in the game. Kept waiting. He never pulled the trigger on that one. But, you're bringing up a good point. Possibly should have went there.
I don't know. I mean, some would say you're on house money. You're a 17-point underdog. You're up 10. Let it roll. Some would say manage the game. Let the game come to you. The thing you knew, though, if you keep giving the ball to their offense, you keep giving the ball to Gurley, you knew they were going to score points on you. But as it turns out, And this is another week where the amount of points on the board are not indicative of how well Tennessee's defense played. It's just like the Oklahoma game all over again. I mean, the score looks high, but in retrospect, it really wasn't. I mean, you can't fumble the ball away for seven there and then have the better third of that game where you can't do anything offensively. Your defense turns the ball over twice for you. Twice, and you can only muster a first down. One first down. That is not acceptable on any level. But Rooster, thank you, man. We've got to run along. Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you tonight. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402, as this is your Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. I'm Tony Basilio from the Tony Basilio Show. Heard 11 to 1 Eastern time right here where you've got us. Russell Smith is on 94.3 FM. The Drive, he's heard from 3 to 6 every afternoon. And Sean Sinclair is a dentist, Dr. Sean Sinclair, who also has been around college football for going on 30-some-odd years in his role as a support staff member at the University of Tennessee and really knows how to break film down. Cinco, who taught you the film study stuff? As I want to remind the living listener to tip the cap to Matt Darr today, who punted 8 times for an average of 44.6 yards, including a career-long 54-yarder to begin the second quarter. Where did you learn to break video down, Cinco?
Well, first of all, it was when he was a GA, he's now the running back coach at the Atlanta Falcons. Kippy Brown's brother, Gerald Brown, who we called G-Man, that's where I first got interested. And none of these was part of my job, I just was interested. This was back in the day when you actually had cut-ups. You had to take the film and splice it and cut it and all that stuff. So when he was doing that, I would hang around and just watch that. Then, you know, you couldn't help but when I was, you know, sitting with, you know, John Chavis or whatever, just, you know, trying to stay out of his way or whatever, picking up whatever I could. And then a lot of times all the scut work went to the GAs, Bob Garman and Coach Nunn and some of those guys during my time. And I regularly hung out in the GA room and just absorbing anything I could. And it was a great education.
I would say, back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Really sad to hear about this development. Really sad to hear about this development. Dubs, do you have DirecTV or do you have Comcast?
No, I'm not a savage, Tony. I have Comcast.
Oh. Hey, Gov, you want to hit the guide button? No, you're hitting the wrong button there, Smooth. I'm trying to help him do this. We've got our... yeah, try that. There you go. Just keep punching around. NC State is up on Florida State and the Criminals. The score there is 24-7. Cinco, that's going to break your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Karma always seems to come due, and this may just be the Jameis Winston karma game.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. JJ's up next with us. JJ, hello and welcome to the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome. JJ, hello.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. You're on.
Hello. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. This is Big Doug.
Nobody ever took
my name there. I got two questions for you. One, I think Stripling was so upset on the onside kick. Butch Jones was so upset because they actually had somebody holding the ball. I think that's what had him so upset because that reduced the amount of guys going after and attacking that onside kick by one. And I think Pig Howard was the one that was holding it. I think that's why he was so upset. Number two, I need to ask you a question. I'm not an offensive coordinator. But if we continue to get blitzed and we continue to get blitzed and our quarterbacks step back in the pocket, why do we not have any quick hitches right to the middle of the field like every other team that I've ever watched in my entire life to break a blitz? Why can't we do that? Can you explain that to me?
Sean, would you?
I can.
Go ahead, Sean.
It has nothing to do with the play call. It has everything to do with the quarterback. Our quarterbacks have zero presence at the line. And a lot of that starts with the fact that they don't appear to be checking off to anything. All they appear to do is be looking at the sideline. If you remember that first play, again, as we pointed out before, when they bring the cornerback, Damian Swan, which they did, on that play, we had two receivers wide open with not a defender outside the hash on that thing. And then you saw Swan, who even He's cheated and should have gotten caught on that by cheating up to the line. Well, immediately, the fire play or the hot read or whatever is for Justin Worley to take one step back, throw it over there. The receiver stops in his tracks, does not move, catches the ball. That's a 40-yard gain. That happened two or three times. That happened two or three times in this game. A lot of those, what we would call cock shots that the quarterbacks got, it was their fault. It wasn't the offensive line's fault. Now, I'm not defending the offensive line, but absolutely, our quarterbacks have no concept of pocket presence, internal clock, or when to get the ball off. And they're going to get hurt because of it.
And poor Peterman,
oh,
man.
So frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Oh, Doug, Peterman's clock looked like he was playing behind the Dallas Cowboy offensive line back in 1994. I mean, what game was he looking at?
Peterman looked like he was throwing a wet noodle in that game, okay?
He looked like a wet noodle. At times, he looked like he was getting – there was one time where he was hit low, he was hit high, and he was hit in the middle, and they bent him back like that old toy Stretch Armstrong. I feel sorry for that kid.
Let me ask you this too, guys, while I've got you. I know he's a stud. I am all about Jalen Hurd, but, God, I'm waiting for that kid to break one. Does he in fact, have the wheels? Does it just not look like he has – does he actually have the wheels to break one?
Well, so it's hard for him because if you watch him and you watch him back in high school, he's what you call a long strider. He's more fast than he is quick, and it takes him a couple steps to get rolling. So if you notice, there's about 3 yards, give or take, around the line of scrimmage where he's doing everything he can just to survive. If he had some of the holes that Gurley had, he would have easily taken a couple to the house.
Well, guys, thank you so much for what you do. Reeves Maben for president. I got you to go.
Thank you, my friend. I love Reeves Maben for president. Wow, what a nice young player he is. 865-200-5402. If you would like to get in with us today, college football is a crazy game. Florida State is learning that today. The Georgia Bulldogs almost learned that today. The Tennessee Volunteers never, and I mean never, surrendered today in that football game, Russell. These kids, as we said earlier, I hope they play postseason football because they really deserve it. These seniors, Worley and these guys, deserve to go out with some swag from a bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting to the point where we can take the effort for granted, which was not the case, you know, in the Dooley era. Mm. You know, so every now and then they come out and lay a stinker. I don't think this team is going to, you know, I think that beat down at Oregon last year was the last time we're going to see this team just go out there and not challenge at all. So, I mean, defensively, they're good.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. We're talking about effort. We're talking about, you know, some people are saying moral victories. But let's look at this. In my opinion, we had the best quarterback out there. Their running backs were better because of Gurley. Our wide receivers were better. I'll give their offensive line. A defensive line, I'm going to call it kind of a push, but maybe leaning towards Georgia. But the linebackers and DBs, in my opinion, were far better for Tennessee than Georgia. So the talent, although in some specific places was better, I thought we compare favorably talent-wise, and that's even given all the freshmen.
But you know what? When your offensive line is as bad
as
we are, no, they're not bad. They're all-time bad. Yeah, they're biblically bad. And when you're that bad, Sean, God bless the kids. They're trying, and they're young, and maybe a couple of them will be real nice players one day. Truth, though, is when you're that bad, it negates a lot of those advantages. It just does.
Yeah, I'm gonna offend some people here, and I don't mind. I'm not ready to give them credit that they're trying as hard as they can all the time. And I'm going to put that out there because I saw Kurbison whiff badly a couple times, and he got his quarterback killed. And he didn't really look to be back there helping him up or anything like that. I question that.
I noticed that, too. There was one play where Worley got sacked, and there was some pretty bad body language in the offensive line, just, you know, hanging their head, walking off the field.
865-200. So what do you guys want to see? Be more specific. What do you want to see from offensive linemen in a situation like that, Dubsy? What are you saying?
I mean, I'll go help your quarterback up and you know, get the defensive linemen who are up there barking in his face. Get those guys off him. Show a little fight.
Back to the
well,
go
here's
ahead.
The thing. Here's the thing, Tony. As an offensive lineman, it is a sin to get your quarterback hit. You grab, you claw, you bite, you do anything. Do you get a holding penalty? Yeah, if that's what it takes. If you trip somebody, yeah, that's what it takes. To get whiffed and just stand there is inexcusable for any offensive lineman.
Our friends at Rocky Top Insider said Justin Worley talking about his elbow going numb, but said that, and also absorbed quite a cut on it, said everything checked out medically when they went back into the locker room, and he will be cleared going forward. He expects to be there for your Florida Gators, where Tennessee will exercise a 9-game curse.
Well, that's good. I don't know if I could go through this week with the prospect of Nathan Peterman getting the start against Florida for the second year in a row.
Back to the... That's a shame. Poor Nathan Peterman. Chris, hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction Program.
Hey, man. You guys have taken my... You took my thunder a little bit, because I guess my one big negative as far as play calling was just that third and five y'all talked about when we had the... We had all the momentum. We had the lead. We had the ball on their side of the field.
Yep.
And then I don't even know what you call it, running play, where the it's not a delay. I don't know what it is. He just stops and you hand him the ball and then he's supposed to get 5 yards.
It's stupid.
We've never gotten 5 yards on that play this year.
It's stupid looking. That's what I call that play.
It almost looks like a Statue of Liberty.
It is like a Statue of Liberty.
That's true. But Ethan Wolf.
Oh boy.
Man, he looks good down the seam.
Wow.
And Helm looked good. Wow. And, you know, Gurley goes off for 200, whatever. We're a couple defensive tackles away. Guess who's coming next year? A couple defensive tackles.
You got it, brother. Hey, defense
and
next
I
year.
Said, you know, beginning of the year, the same thing you did. I'm looking for improvement. I'm just trying to just close my eyes as far as win-loss and look for improvement. There's improvement. I'll show you an area we improved coaching-wise this game from Oklahoma. We got the ball on the goal line. We were not in a shotgun. He was under center, and he hands the ball off to Hurd. I couldn't take another empty backfield on the goal line. I was going to die.
If there had been a fullback in there, some of the I formation guys would have had.
Oh, who knows?
Serious excitement. I mean,
they just smoked a cigarette after that touchdown.
There's no question. You never thought I'd see the day where we're saying we got to get back to being more conservative. But
I know that's exactly right.
Hey, I was glad to see that. I think these coaches pay attention to criticism. I really believe they do. I think we've seen that early on. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But the fans can have some sway over this regime, I do believe.
Well, they used the I formation to get a touchdown there, but then they used the I formation to give a touchdown back on their own goal.
Russell.
I mean, come on. That was bad. To get on Bajakian,
that was just bad execution.
Number one. No, that was bad thought, theory, execution. That was bad everything.
Well, what would you like? What do you guys like to do there?
Keep throwing. Look at the play. Look at the play. We have numbers on the right. They run the play left. If he gets that handoff, I don't know that he makes it to the goal line.
It was going to be a safety.
If he gets it clean. I mean, it was a jam up right there.
Well, it's kind of like Cinco was saying, sometimes when you watch our quarterbacks not check out of things, check in and out, and check out and check out, I mean, I bet Peyton Manning's sitting over there going, what are we doing?
Andy Manning.
Doesn't he know about Omaha?
Yeah. Hey, have a great day, man. Great talking to you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the show.
Hey, thank you for being there. 865-200-5402, and I want to encourage you to spread the word. Let people know that we're out here and doing this for you after each and every Tennessee football game, and we're going to do it after each and every Tennessee basketball game as well come hoop season. I do want to say a word about my friends at Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, and then I go right back to our phones. And this is how we keep this thing commercial-free here today. As it looks like Florida State has just scored, and Jameis Winston, boy, he is just so likable. I just love him. He's just so fun to... Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, ladies and gentlemen, your number one hydraulic cylinder, number one source of hydraulic cylinders, whether standard, stock, off the shelf, or custom built, Dalton Hydraulics got you covered. And they are your number one source, whether we're talking about standard, stock, off the shelf, or custom hydraulic cylinders and power units. Anything that turns and makes mobile components work, they gots it. Anything that turns and makes any mobile component that you have in your organization work, they have it, And I want you to give these folks a shot, because they've been such a wonderful supporter of mine and of us and of what we do. And Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, online at daltonhydraulic.com. And they serve you worldwide from beautiful Granger County, Tennessee.